You're in Bavaria and you're competing in what's called ice swimming competitions.
That's right. Just finished the other day at 4 o'clock, so...
Okay.
I'm just all on trying to get warmed up again now.
Yeah. Let's start and find out exactly what this ice swimming competitions are about.
Right, so basically there's only a few rules. The water temperature has to be below 5 degrees, and you're only allowed a hat, a pair of goggles, and a pair of togs.
Okay,
so off you go.
It's very simple. Now, are we talking about a conventional pool, a 25 metre or 50 metre or some particular distance?
So I'm just after climbing the steps here out of the arena, so what I'm looking down at, Miles, is on all intents and purposes, is an 8-lane 25 pool that has been built on, it's built into a frozen lake.
Right.
So they have heated up the water with hot water to get the ice melted, to get it up to about 3 degrees.
Uh-huh.
But apart from that, it's a frozen lake.
It's a frozen lake. So you're talking about
a frozen lake.
3 degrees or thereabouts, and you compete.
Yeah.
All right. Now you were.
And then the air temperature on Friday was -18. So you can imagine every time you take a breath, you have this big shock of frozen air coming right into your lungs. It's like getting wounded in the stomach every time you take a breath.
Okay.
So that's
how difficult it is.
Yeah, that's really difficult on Friday, all right.
Relatively.
Today's not too bad, like, but Friday was really, really cold.
Uh huh. And is that the day that you won your age group competition?
Yeah, Friday was the day. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I come in, we've been in on an open championship, so everybody was in together. And I came out of the water, and my time wasn't the best time, and I was really disappointed. So I headed back off to the hotel, and I put the head down and thought, this is a bad job, not a great. Went down to the hotel reception, and they started to clap, and I said, what are you clapping all this? Do you not know you won your age group? And I said, no. So it was a bit of a shock to me. It kind of boosted me for the rest of the weekend, mm-hmm. You know?
Well, I presume they're all finding it difficult at -18 degrees.
So understandably,
you're all equal as such from that point of view.
That's it.
So you come.
There was no world records on broken this weekend at all because it was so cold.
Yeah. Now, you competed in a kilometre race, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. 40 lengths to put it.
Uh-huh.
40 lengths.
And you obviously have to time yourself because you could run out of gas in that situation.
Oh, you definitely. Well, I worked with a coach down in Swiss Hills there for about the last 3 months, and he had me on a plan. So it was a certain amount of pace and a certain amount of sprinting. But with the cold, after about halfway, I just lost my head, and I just was a matter of finishing the race then more than keeping to the plan. But there was a bit of pacing in it, and there was a bit of sprinting. But it was good, like. But the cold really did get to me at the end up, like, you know, it was a matter of getting finished and getting out and getting into the saunas and the steam rooms to get yourself warmed up again.
Did you compete in other events since Friday?
I competed in the German Open then on the Saturday and today. And again, that was age group. So I picked up a gold yesterday in the 100 IM, and I picked up three silvers today and a silver yesterday morning. So a good weekend. You know, very successful. A learning experience, sports more than anything else. And then we had another lady from Donegal out with us too, Sarah O'Malley. She's from Ballyshannon. And she picked up a bronze in the international kilometre, and she picked up two bronzes yesterday morning. So, all in all, a good day, good weekend for Donegal Ice, I suppose, and onwards and upwards, as they say.
Yeah, it's a relatively new association formed in 2009. I suppose the first person that I would be aware of that was... swimming in those conditions was Anne-Marie Ward, and I see she's an ambassador for Ireland.
Anne-Marie Ward and Nuala Moore, who's also originally from Donegal, would have been one of the four founding members, and they were two of them. And they competed in the last World Championships in Murmansk, in Russia, and then it happens every 2 years. So Nuala has been competing this weekend too. Anne-Marie isn't here, but... That's you know, they're the founding members, so it is a relatively new thing. But the standard of the swimmers, that there's two or three Olympian swimmers here, like, you know, the standard has grown every year, like, you know, there's a lot of good swimmers.
Where do you get the training under 5 degrees? Are you going out to the sea?
No, sea's too warm, Miles. Gartan Lake. I've been out. If anybody's been out on Sundays there, I've been out all over Christmas, and we've a wee kind of container or hut out there. We go out, we do a bit of swimming, we come back out and straight into the pool then to get warmed up again. But I've been out now every Sunday, maybe this last 5 or 6 weeks. And me and my dad goes out the long way and wets it, and we go around the lake for a bit, you know.
And what temperature is it out there?
The coldest I was out there was 3.8. It was just before Christmas. It was really cold, really cold. Being in that cold temperature in the water is not, it's not that bad. It's when you get back out, you need to get warm really quick. But you can't be drinking hot water and hot. You need to warm up from the outside in, you know. You need to warm your core up first and then get all your extremities warmed up. So it's a matter of getting, and yeah, there's no facilities like, it's a matter of getting your layers on and getting the heat on in the car and getting into the jacuzzi or the sauna in the pool and get, you know, bringing your temperature up really quick, you know.
Is there any danger with doing what you're doing, or, you know, with the sport in general?
There is danger, yeah. There definitely is, because, like, before I came here, I had to go and get a heart trace done, make sure my heart was okay, and then we had a medical before we started to check your blood pressure. And then when you get back out, you have another medical, make sure your blood pressure doesn't drop too much, because the cold temperature would drop your blood pressure a bit. So it is an extreme sport, and I suppose that's why it was set up, to see how far you could push your body and then temperatures, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be for everybody. It's something I seem to enjoy doing, and so why not, like, you know, but it wouldn't be for everybody. It is dangerous, yes, but if you have a good team around you and somebody there with you that can recognise that if you're getting cold, to maybe put a hot towel on you or get your hands into some tap of water to get them warmed up quick, like, you know.
Have you got a club formed here in Donegal?
No, well, there's a club formed down in Ballyshannon. They've been training all. They ran the a Northwest qualifying race for the national championships is on now at the 25th in Armagh, and they ran a qualifying race, so they have a club down there. But I have just been training in Gartan with Dad all over Christmas. I was my sight was set and coming here, and you was coming, like. Mm-hmm. So that's been.
But you wouldn't advise people that might think there's no problem, we'll go to Gartan and start swimming now. It might not be a good idea until they would check as to exactly what's required. You know, how to warm up and how to cool down and so on.
That's it. Anybody that would be interested in doing it, you know, you would be better to go out with a group.
Yeah.
And, you know, and have a chaperone, kind of keeping an eye on you and getting you warmed up and getting your feet and your hands is the worst to us, in fairness, the feet, and that they can go and get very numb, because your hands is coming out of the water all the time and your feet are coming out of the water, whereas the rest of you, when you're in the water isn't that cold, but it's the air around the water that's the coldest bit, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's your fingertips and your toes and your mouth and your nose is the coldest bits when you're finished.
So you're delighted with yourself, Paddy. Did you expect to be winning medals out here?
Absolutely shocked. Absolutely shocked. Like, I've been doing strong competitions of every different sort and size for years, and you always, even if you go and do personal best, you always maybe get in second or third. If you come back as a world champion, you know, it's once in a lifetime thing, like, you know.
Well,